Call Weekend Breakfast now on 011-883-0702.
Let's bring in Andrew Bourne. A very good morning to you. And you're going to be talking to us about coding, the potential of it. You are the regional director of Zoho in Africa. Firstly, tell us about Zoho before we get going.
Great. Thank you for having me. So Zoho has been around for more than 25 years. It's a global tech company. We've built more than 55 business applications to run various parts of a business. And then we've built this platform as a service, which is a custom app developer called Zoho Creator, which actually allows businesses to build their own business applications and run them internally. And we've got more than 85 million users that trust and use Zoho's technology globally. And we've got local offices in South Africa, local staff, and we've also got our pricing in local currency and rands. So it really does help businesses when you don't have to worry about exchange rates. But that's, you know, Zoho in a nutshell.
All right. So I think it's fair to say you certainly know what you're talking about. And interesting that I'd be interested to hear your comments on what you're seeing in South Africa compared to the rest of the world. You know, the disparities here are enormous. I mean, according to the World Bank, just 10% of the population owns 80% of the world, of the wealth. And we have the highest level of wealth inequality in the world. How can coding and doing what you do help change that?
Yes, so this is quite a passion of mine. I've seen where Zoho kind of originated in India, where we've developed more than 20 offices now in rural communities, where people in the rural communities can be upskilled and they work then on Zoho's platforms and they can provide services to people around the world. And obviously, as they earn their money in those rural communities, it stimulates that rural community. And so this is now what I'm bringing to South Africa, where we want to upskill people, not only rural communities, but we do see the majority of inequality between urban and rural areas, but to upskill those people on the technologies that businesses are using. And obviously one of those is our product Zoho Creator. So they can offer freelance work to not only South African businesses that use it, but global businesses that use it. And we've got one example. There's a gentleman who lives in Fishhoek, just outside of Cape Town, and he's probably one of the most in-demand Zoho developers in the world. And he sits at his home and he does this work for UK businesses, American business, Canadian business, and South African businesses, and he's earning incredibly good money. And all he needed in the beginning was a laptop and a internet connection. And he developed his skills. So I want to try and see more of that in South Africa. And we're working with like the Institutes of African Royalty, the Ubuntu Institution, where we are looking to sponsor and to upskill people in these different regions and provide them with the technology and give them the skills where they can offer these services locally and globally.
I mean, that's fantastic to hear, because when you talk about coding, I mean, for somebody like me, it's pretty intimidating. But what you are saying is that anybody can get in to it. Anyone can do it. There's an entry level which is accessible to all.
Yes. So specifically, I know I'm talking about our product, but any of these low-code platforms allow someone with very low technical skills to actually start building their own app. And even inside our Zoho Creator, you've got app templates. So if you want to build an app, let's say property management, you can click on it and it will automatically build the kind of app for you. And then you can use with simple drag and drop, you can go and then change it to what you would necessarily need it to do. So it's quite easy with drag and drop, where I would say no code is needed. Mm-hmm. You can build nice reports and dashboards. Also, no code, no technical, coding skills need to be done. Then when you want to start coding on it, it has these really easy drag and drop formulas and functions that are used in coding. So if you want to use the get function, or you can easily drag and drop it, and it kind of intuitively helps you code. And then obviously on top of that, if you have got the coding knowledge, you can code further. So sky's the limit. And I think I want to give you just a real-life example. There's a company called Yellow in South Africa, mm-hmm. And in East Africa, where they've got about 100 staff. They've got 3,000 agents. okay? And 250,000 customers, and what they do is they sell solar and mobile smart devices into East Africa, Malawi and Uganda. And they were using spreadsheets in the beginning, but as their business grew and as they had to scale, they needed a really secure, robust application. And they then built all the applications on Solar Creator. So their logistics apps, their finance apps are all built on Solar Creator, and they gave their apps their own names called Ofifi. You know, and the one director said that, you know, if we want to offer products for really affordable prices into Africa, our technology needs to be built at a really affordable, in an affordable way. And so they built their first app in 24 hours.
Incredible.
And so it's, you know, it's a great kind of story. And there's even a YouTube video where they actually explain it. So if you go onto YouTube, it's called Yellow Electrifies Africa.
Yellow Electrifies Africa. Okay, that's good. I mean, it's good to see it in action, that it actually works. And I suppose this move to expand coding into the curriculum for foundation phase learners is therefore very good news.
Yes, definitely. It's so important. It's going to be something that's going to help people, even if they're not in IT. I sat around the table of some big decision makers at some of the largest companies in South Africa, and all of them were saying that it's so much better when your department staff are involved in the building of the technical applications than just having the IT staff do it. Because it's the department staff that know exactly what the department needs, and they also know what the customers need. And so if they've got the basic coding knowledge, it can be more of a teamwork kind of effort into build the business technology that will be more successful for the company.
Gosh, it's like any company, isn't it? You've got to know the product and you've got to know who's doing what. It all works together. It's not on its own. Tell us how this will help kids prepare for the future, for jobs of the future.
So definitely jobs. I've worked very closely, or I suppose discussed very closely, with the likes of Girl Code and Girl Hype, which are coding incubators. And I had a nice conversation with Barateng, who kind of heads up Girl Hype. And she was saying, we're teaching these girls to code, but they're not getting jobs necessarily. And we talk about going from learning to earning. And at the moment, you can't just know coding. I mean, it's so important to know the coding, but you must also be upskilled on the platforms that companies are using. And that's why these low-code platforms are very important, because all these businesses are now using low-code platforms to build the applications. And Gartner has said now that in the next 3 years, 70% of all applications that are built will use a low-code platform to build. And so definitely coding is important, but also to be knowledgeable how the low-code platforms work.
And this plays nicely into South Africa's National Development Plan, which envisions that 90% of South Africa's new jobs will come in from small and medium-sized enterprises, the SMEs, by 2030. And I should imagine that this sort of technology is imperative.
Yes, definitely. Like you said, most of the jobs come from the small to medium businesses, and you need to look at what they're using and what they're wanting to use. They want affordable technology, and so you need to look at the affordable providers and go in there and upskill yourself on those technologies, because we're seeing more and more of these job, job posts going out there where people are asking candidates that are technically skilled, but also on these low-code platforms and these, these products that are the affordable ones that these companies are using.
All right. So, if you had to advise somebody starting today and getting to be proficient on this and start making money immediately, and then being able to develop their skills, what should they do? How should they start?
Definitely upskill yourself on basic coding, and then also these low-code platforms and also these CRMs. CRM is a customer relationship management, and we're seeing more and more companies that is like the heartbeat of the company, where they can see one central view of all their customers. So they can see the surveys that have been sent out, the emails that have been sent to the customer. They can do business process blueprinting, where it actually asks the staff questions, and the staff just answer questions, and at the end of the question set, the business process has already been done. So upskill yourself on these products that allow businesses to automate their operations. You know, people are worried that technology might take away jobs. It's not the case. You always need human intervention and humans to kind of build and to configure these technologies. So that would be my advice, is upskill yourself on all these platforms that these businesses are using, and just go out there. And if you do go into a job interview and you see that the company is using a certain type of technology, go and upskill yourself on that technology. Lots of videos and learning material out there on the web.
I mean, Andrew, this is so exciting for a country like South Africa. We are in the perfect position to grow and develop and to eventually lead on the continent. I mean, why not? We've got lots of people out there.
Well, definitely. I mean, I saw an article earlier about these BPOs, which is business process outsourcing, in Cape Town CBD. And I posed the question. I said, are these guys, you know, offering business process outsourcing to local companies? And the answer was no, globally. Mm. So we've got all this talent here, and we need to just upskill them to the point where they can offer services globally. And the nice thing is that then brings in, you know, dollars and euros and, you know, foreign currency back into the country, which stimulates our economy. And again, like I said, rural communities, there's a huge opportunity there. And I was actually, just the end of last year, I was in Burgersdorp, where I presented to 35 of these graduates. And we had such a great discussion about how they can learn on these platforms, and they can either open their own business, where the technology will help them, you know, look like an enterprise business. It makes you look like a large business, but it's affordable enough for you to get hold of it and use it. And also you can then become an IT freelancer, where you can offer services to businesses locally and globally to help them configure this technology that they need to run their businesses.
Ah, it could be a beautiful story. It is. Let's make it a South African success story. Andrew, very good to have you with us on the show. If anyone wants to get hold of you, if anyone wants to pick your brains, find out how they can use Zoho for their end, what do they do?
So definitely, we've got Zoho.com, obviously, which is our website. It's Zoho.com. And if you want to get hold of me, you can email South Africa, one word, South Africa, at ZohoCorp.com. So it's ZohoCorp.com.
Andrew Bourne, thank you very much.